Our gospel for the day is according to St. Luke, the fifth chapter, beginning with the first verse. Once while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to burst. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were astounded at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. A few years ago, my roommate and I went to summer camp with a Young Life kind of subgroup called Capernaum. And this group is designed specifically for people who are differently abled. So they have physical or learning disabilities, but the group also wants them to have a community to build friendships and growth and purpose with one another. So the way that they go to camp is each camper, group member of Capernaum, gets a one-on-one buddy. So they're all one-on-one for the whole week. And my roommate and I were just kind of floaters, like extra help around, so we didn't actually have a buddy. Anyway, one of the favorite activities at camp, they have a bunch of stuff to do, but the favorite one is parasailing off a boat. And the purpose of that is to not get in the water. I'm sure you can see where I'm going with this. Anyway, we set out to parasail with a group of boys. I kind of jumped in their boat to go with them, hoping maybe that I would get to parasail too. But we jump in and we're in the middle of the lake, and they're so excited to go parasailing, and we get out to the middle of the lake in these deep waters, and the boat driver says, "We can't go parasailing, it's too windy." Okay, so now we have a group of kids, very disappointed, some who have a lot of challenges adapting to changes in plan. I mean, we all do that, but this change of plan, something that they had looked forward to and expected of their trip for so long that they were told they couldn't do. And now we also have to come up with like the funnest activity to do from a boat in the middle of the lake. Yeah, we're going to jump in. I jumped on this boat in jeans and a t-shirt and was like, "Not getting wet." All of a sudden, I'm getting wet jumping in. We made the funnest boat party. Each kid got to pick a song that they wanted to play. We had a little dance party in the water. We went to the sandbar for a little bit to touch. And in that moment of having to adapt, we turned it into something actually kind of fun, even jumping in jeans and a t-shirt. And this is, I was trying to think of stories of me out in the middle of a lake or, you know, whatever. We're in Minnesota. We've hopefully experienced that. And how the disciples maybe were adapting to this change of plans as their expectations are not being met in how they're fishing, in catching their fish, that they're like, "What do we do now? Let's jump in and catch fish." No, they didn't do that. But Jesus comes along, and I think in addition to having adapt, be flexible kind of lesson throughout this story, Jesus is also coming with a, "Hey, keep going, keep trying, stay the course" kind of message. And those disciples who have been fishing know that some of fishing is just luck, And some of it is knowing where to go, what to do, and how to do it. So Jesus jumps in the boat and he says, hey, go over there. Go cast your nets over there. Let's try it. And we've all been here, okay? Probably a technology issue. You've tried everything. You've called people to help, whatever. Someone new comes in and they're like, have you unplugged it and plugged it back in? Number one rule of technology issues is unplug it and plug it back in, and someone new comes to help, and they say something that you're like, oh, we've tried that already. And so Jesus comes and he's like, hey, try it over there, unplug it, plug it back in. And I can just imagine these disciples being like, man, you don't know that we've been out here all night trying this. But Simon comes up with, as graceful of an answer as he can and says, okay, fine, we'll do it. We'll try it. But we've been out here all night. And Jesus is coming to show them that this catch of fish is not about luck. This is about trust. This is about mission and coming alongside Jesus to know the Christ. So Jesus says, you silly fishers, I'm going to have a bigger purpose for you, but you need to stay flexible and you also need to keep trying and keep going. So my first point here is Jesus let them work. This is the first thing I noticed. Jesus didn't come along at the beginning of the night to say, hey, let me show you this big abundant catch of fish as you're setting your boats out into the water. They worked all night. So somewhere in here, it's important for these disciples to keep their responsibility to their community, to their jobs, to who they have been. Attempting to catch fish, like Simon Peter and the other disciples aren't going to huddle up in a corner and eat all the fish that they've just caught. They are responsible for bringing it back to the village, back to the town, back to the community, that the fish were for everybody to eat. These are the resources that happen in a community when it's functioning properly, is that everyone gets to participate in this. And this is how our communities are set up. This is how their communities were set up. The doctor is going to heal the people in the community. They're not going to be out there fishing. The tax collector is going to take some money from people. They're not going to be out fishing. The town crier will alert people to the news. I don't know, I just like that job, town crier. But they're not going to be out fishing. They're going to bring this good news of the fish, and everyone is going to have a job in this abundance. But the abundance in here is shareable with everyone in this community. So the abundance isn't just some fish. It's not just one that they caught off of one little hook. It's not just one net or one full boat. It is bursting nets, swamped with the catch. They needed a second boat to pull all these fish in. And I wonder what that abundance kind of a thing could look like today in our world. Because what if this kind of abundance was everywhere and in our communities too? What if our churches were swamped with people instead of our homeless shelters? What if our schools were swamped instead of our jails? What if our homes were swamped instead of our hospitals? What if their mouths were swamped by being fed? What if their hearts bursted with kindness instead of hatred? What if their lives bursted with freedom and possibility and opportunity and belief instead of obstacles? What if their futures were bursting with encouragement and championing cheerleaders alongside them rather than people stomping on their dreams? Abundance is in great contrast to cutting systems and defunding organizations that are sustaining life in our communities right now. Because abundance is actually for everyone to participate in this community. So Jesus goes on and he tells them, okay, now you've caught the fish. Your next mission is going to be catching people. As a side note, but I think an important note of this story, the end of this is so abrupt. They just leave. They come in, these fishermen come in with their nets and their boats of all these fish, and Jesus says, hey, come with me, and they drop it all there. So I hope someone came back and actually distributed those fish to the community. Otherwise, everything I just said doesn't really matter. yeah. But that's so abrupt, and I think there's a point in that, too, that this was a big deal. That they didn't say, hey, Jesus, we'll come along once we bring all these fish back to everyone who's waiting on our responsibilities in town. Then we'll come follow you. They dropped it all right there, and they said, yep, we're going to go. Leaving behind everything that they've known how to do, who they are, maybe families, but feeling this divine calling by a Messiah, a Savior, a Master, and a Shepherd. So anyway, Jesus is talking about catching people. And I'm sure they're like, well, we know we're fishermen. We know what catching fish are, but catching people. And I don't think Jesus was coming at this for catching people for their own influence over people, their own catching of them, their own gain, but more like loving people, more like being lovers of people, walkers with people, helpers of people, teachers of people. And Jesus, we already know that Jesus calls us to feed people, so maybe feeders of people. That this divine calling is of discipleship and mission and leadership. And Jesus enters this space with Simon Peter when he has this stiff arm to say, Jesus, no, not this. I feel so ashamed that I can't even be in your presence of this miracle. And through the shame and the comparison that Simon Peter is feeling in this moment, Jesus is still creating miracles. Jesus is demonstrating his divinity, laying down grace that covers all of that fear and doubt. So even when we don't think we're ready, Jesus is going to call us into deeper waters. The need for the gospel is too urgent, and it is here and now that the kingdom of God is at hand. We are called even through our failures and our doubts, but even in the midst of our ordinary lives, like fishermen going out to provide for a community, our ordinary lives. And the words that Jesus says to Simon Peter are also for us today. Do not be afraid. Because Jesus is casting his net wide. The boat is afloat. It's catching us in deep waters and calling us to even deeper ones, full and abundant and bursting at the seams of love and mercy. And so we come and we trust that the catch is in God's hands, that God's desire is for our nets to burst and our boats to be full. Amen. I'm not done. I have a blessing that I wrote for you. So let's pray. May your nets burst with love, so much so that you need another boat. May you catch people when they fall. May you catch people when their load is too heavy to bear. May you catch people in great need of good news. May you be caught by love, by mercy, and by grace. May you catch your loved ones, but as a greater challenge and an even higher calling, may you catch the stranger. Those ones, the neighbors that we can't even make eye contact with, may you catch them too. Because Jesus' boat is full and abundant and for you now and forever. Amen.